Welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander, and I am so excited that you're here. I'm a mindset and success coach for women who are ready to create a life they love and define their own version of success. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create your vision and start taking action. Let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Success Babe Radio. I am super excited to be here as usual, and also super excited that you're here. I am loving creating podcasts for you, and the feedback that I'm getting from you guys over on Instagram is great. I am loving that you're all resonating with the stuff that I'm talking about and the guests that I bring on and the stuff that I talk to them about. So it's super duper cool. And I also really love seeing you guys tagging me and stuff and posting it on your Instagram stories. So feel free to do that more often. I love doing that. And I know there's already a couple of you guys who have been doing it a fair bit. So thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. And like I said, like a bajillion times already, I love seeing you guys listening to the podcast. All right. So what else do we have to talk about? Before I get into today's episode, which is, you already know what it is based on the title, I'm just going to give you like a little bit of an update on where things are at. I've been super busy lately creating Consciously Create. Now I started this process probably a month ago, and it has evolved into something completely different than what it was when I started. And when I first started, I kind of like figured out what it was and had it all ready to go. And then I just looked at it and I just was like, this is shit. I don't even like what I've created. I just wasn't feeling aligned with it. So I just decided to stop doing that and start again. And I didn't get mad at myself or judge myself or feel bad about doing that, because I would so rather put out content and stuff for you guys that I actually want to do, like stuff that I feel confident in, stuff that I am aligned with, rather than just putting something out for the sake of it. That's not what I want to do at all. I don't present shit work. Even at university, when I was like putting assignments in, it was like, do it really fucking well or don't do it, which sometimes didn't work out quite so well for me, but it's the same thing now. I'm not gonna just put out shit just because. So anyway, the process has evolved into something super awesome and something that I really, 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 really love. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. It's actually coming out on September 14. So if you're listening to this in the future, beyond September 14, it's already out. But if you're listening to this episode before September 14, head on over to my website and sign up for the wait list, because I'm going to give people who are on the wait list a discount. So brookealexander.co/programs is where you sign up for the wait list. And I should probably tell you what you're actually signing up for the wait list for. So it's Consciously Create. This is the program. It's actually two separate courses. One is mindset, one is manifestation. So these are going to be introductory courses for people who just kind of want to kickstart that journey. They haven't really started it a whole lot yet. You're kind of at the beginning of your journey and you need to know where to start. This is going to help you with the key elements on where to start for both mindset and manifestation. So like I said, they're two separate courses because some people only want one of those things. So I didn't want to make a course that had both of them because people might not want both. So it's a video course and there's going to be separate videos, and you will be able to like sign in online, get the courses, get all the videos. You can watch them all in one go. You can watch them day by day. There'll be some information as well, like a little guidebook, but it's really going to help you kickstart your journey, figure out where you need to start from and take it from there so that you can get things moving, start taking action, figure out what it is you want, where you need to start, where you're going, because with these kinds of things, it just takes that first step. So many people hold themselves back and don't do things because they don't know what the next step is, or they don't know what all of the steps are. But it's so, so, so important that you don't actually need to know what the next step is. You just need to take a step. You just need to do something. Something that is super important and that I've been speaking to people and my clients and my friends about lately is the idea of clarity, and that people need clarity and they want clarity and they are waiting until they have this clarity before they do anything. But the reality is, clarity comes from action. It's not clarity then action. It's action then clarity, because you need to know what you even like, what you even want before you have clarity around it. This, for me, this whole business that I'm building right now started as a blog, and I posted like 4 posts because I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had something inside me that was saying you need to do something. You have to do something. And I was like, all right, what can I do? A blog. And then it snowballs from there and it keeps going and evolving. And even now with this business that I'm creating, it's what I had in my mind of what this was going to be 4 months ago is different to what it is right now. But I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't feel more aligned and have more clarity around what it is I want to do, what it is I want to talk about, what I want to help other people with. I wouldn't have known this if I had waited for the clarity beforehand. I had to take the action first. So in a very roundabout way, this is what I'm trying to get at, what that Consciously Create is about. It's about this first step, this next step, something to help you build that momentum to get you going. So I'm super excited to bring it to you. Like I said, September 14, sign up for the waitlist on my website, brookealexander.co/programs. And for those who are proactive and are ready to take that next step, you will get bonuses simply because you're an action taker. I'm recording this episode in like this small room in my apartment. And if you've ever been on my Instagram and seen me recording, you'll see that I have like pillows all around because my apartment has really high ceilings. And usually my neighbors are really quiet, but for some reason I can hear a weird noise coming from my neighbors. So if you can hear that too, I apologize, but there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just ready to get started drinking my chai. If you've listened to any of my previous episodes, like even my last couple, you might notice that I have decided to stop editing my podcast so much, and I'm just gonna just let it flow because it was causing too much, I guess, what's this, like, not stage fright, but like performance anxiety, I guess, where it's like, or procrastination too, or, oh, it was such a process to record the podcast, edit it, even though it's not that hard. I just didn't particularly want to do it. And so then I was having a conversation with Sam Brown of Smart 20s, who has been on the podcast. And she says that she just doesn't even edit her podcast. She just records it and puts it up. And so I thought that was a great idea. So I just want to warm you up to that idea that this is not a super overly edited podcast, and you're going to hear me sipping on my chai, which is delicious. If you don't, you need to get on this drink. I'm going to tell you what is in it. It's chai tea, and you've got to get the really good kind that's a super strong flavor. So chai tea, there is some cocoa powder in here, some coconut oil, and some coconut cream all in here. Super delicious. You whiz it up. It's great. It's one of my favorite drinks, which you'll hear me sipping as I go. And just one last thing before I get into today's episode, I have some super duper duper awesome guests coming on the podcast in the next few weeks or so. It's probably going to be a couple months worth of guests because I've got so many lined up and I'm so fucking excited. And I just want you to be excited about it too, because I am. And I want you to know that some super awesome shit is coming up. So keep on listening and subscribe if you haven't. Like, I feel like I only really listen to podcasts that I'm subscribed to because they automatically come in. So I'm assuming you are subscribed, but if you're not, you should be. All right, enough of my rambling. I am going to get into today's episode. So as you can tell from the title, this episode is about money mindset and ways you can change your money mindset. So I'm sharing with you ways that I am working on my money mindset. So if there's any of these that resonate with you, any that you would like to try, feel free to implement these into your life as well. Obviously, if you don't need to work on your money mindset, if you think that your money mindset is great, then don't worry about it. But this is something that I need to work on. So there's a few reasons why I am working on my money mindset. And part of it is because I have set intentions so these are like manifestation intentions for which money is a byproduct. So by that I mean when I achieve these intentions, when these intentions manifest, money will likely be a byproduct of that. It'll be kind of a consequence. So obviously there's a like business and life and work and whatever and fun related, but money is part of that whole equation of this whole intention. And if I have blocks or limiting beliefs or anything in my subconscious mind that kind of stops me subconsciously from actually being able to manifest these intentions because I have issues around money, then these intentions won't come through. So it's not because I'm like trying to manifest money per se, but it's because I am manifesting other things that money is a consequence of. So if I have any issues with like actually having money, then I'm not going to be able to achieve and these intentions won't manifest. So I hope that was a good enough explanation of that. It's kind of a little like convoluted in the steps, but I feel like you understand what I mean. And if you don't, you can reach out to me on Instagram, send me a DM and I'll clarify and we can have a chat about what I mean by this. And this kind of goes the same for all intentions, really. So if you're manifesting a relationship or experiences or anything like that, if you have any blocks or limiting beliefs or anything around the consequences or the byproducts of those intentions manifesting, then you won't be able to manifest them. So you have to dig deep in some situations and figure out, all right, is there anything that's going to be getting in the way of me doing these things? And for me, money is a big one. Most of our beliefs about money, what money is, how we can get it, how hard or easy it is to get, what we should do with it, if we deserve it, comes from our parents mostly, and it kind of gets instilled in us. We absorb it at a pretty young age. And it comes from society and the culture that we live in and experiences, etc. And for some people, like they have a great money mindset and that's fine. But for me, I grew up, we had money, like we were, you know, middle class. It was fine. We were never short on money. But I was told when I was younger that I would never own a house because I wouldn't be able to afford it. My mom had a lot of, I don't know, she just had issues in the way that if she would ever give me money, it was kind of like in a, not, I don't want to say aggressive way because that sounds like wrong, but it was kind of like a, oh, all right, here you go, have the money, whatever. And then it was just like, money doesn't grow on trees and all this kind of stuff. And my parents would fight about money. And my mom used to really enjoy spending money on shit, like stuff. She just really enjoyed spending money on having stuff, acquiring stuff. And so that was the kind of habit that I grew up with too, of just like buying stuff, buying. And then for me, eventually that turned into buying things to make myself feel a certain way. Like, if I buy this dress, I'll look good, so I'll feel good and stuff like that. So it got me into, I was really, really overspending. I was not good at keeping money. Even though money, as I got older, money came to me very, very easily. Like, and this kind of helps with my present situation manifestation. I know that money isn't an issue to come by, and it can come, you can get large sums of money for doing absolutely nothing. But when that, because I have proof that happened to me, but when I was younger and I got that money, I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to handle it. I was told I would never have money. So I was proving that true by spending it all. And I mean, I definitely spent it on some good stuff and I've had a great life and everything's been fine, but there's a whole lot of shit that, oh my God, I've spent hundreds of dollars, thousands probably, oh my God, so much money on clothes from like Aritzia or whatever on sale and never freaking wore them. Like, just the way that I was kind of a bit reckless and a bit careless with how I spent money. So, and then there's a few other like things. I grew up thinking that people that had money were bad people, that they got it because they were drug dealers. Like, so all these kinds of ideas that are subconsciously instilled within my mind, I have to work on fixing, because these kinds of things are going to prevent me from like manifesting money and doing what I want to do and accepting and being open to receiving money. And in a minute, I'll get into like one of the ways that I kind of figure out what is actually getting in the way. So now that I've told you why it's important to work on your money mindset, if you need to, I'm going to get onto the ways that I am working on changing mine. So one of the ways that I'm doing it is getting my reticular activating system on board. And so your reticular activating system is the part of your brain that filters information, incoming information. So it's the part that all of this sensory input that we have, all of this information that's constantly coming into our brain, your reticular activating system is the part that filters out what you actually need to know and what is being brought to your attention. So it's the part of your brain that if you're in a crowded room and you hear, even if it's really loud, you can hear your name being called. It's the part of your brain that like when you decide you want to buy a car, you start seeing that car everywhere. It's because this part of your brain is filtering all the information, the incoming information, to find out what's important, what you actually need to be aware of. So I am encouraging my reticular activating system to become aware of opportunities that will allow money to come into me, like ways of making money, accepting money, being open to receiving money, even seeing money, and even noticing all those extra situations that money is available that I wouldn't normally notice. So even like getting a discount, finding money, all those kinds of things are money. It's even if it's like a $20 discount from an online store, that's money. So I'm getting my reticular activating system on board. And the way I'm doing this is similar to the way that I notice angel numbers. And I'm still at the beginning stages of this and this process. But so angel numbers, and if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I post about this kind of stuff a lot. But I started noticing a while, probably a year ago, a bit less than a year ago now, actually, repeating numbers. All of a sudden, I just started noticing repeating numbers, and it started with 333. I would look at the clock for a few days in a row, and it was 333. And it's actually funny right now, it's 331, but so not quite. But this is how it started for me. And then all of a sudden, I was noticing repeating numbers everywhere. There is a reason behind this, which I'm going to actually talk about in a whole nother episode. But once you start noticing something, it becomes hard to unnotice it. So I'm doing the same thing with money. I am looking at every opportunity. So anytime that I receive a discount for something, even seeing money on the ground. And this is like the way that the manifestation process goes. Sometimes like it'll start with small things, of smaller versions of what you're actually manifesting. So like even noticing money on the ground, even accepting money when people want to like pay for something for me, when like someone wants to pay for my dinner or something, when someone asks me to do something like a favor. Someone wants me to do them a favor kind of, and they want to pay me for it. All those kinds of things, getting my brain on board to notice that that is money coming in. That's extra money. That's money. So that's how I'm kind of doing it. And then working my prediction here with this is, and it is actually working, is that even though looking for these things in a smaller way, it's going to get my brain on board to open up to the more indirect ways too. So receiving money in other ways, like by me doing things that aren't necessarily directly connected to money, something that I'm going to do that isn't going to, the next step isn't going to be me receiving money from, but in a roundabout way, it's going to help my business or help me connect with other people or whatever that has to do with money. Anyway, that's a little bit further down the track, but the first thing here is to start noticing all the little times and the little bits and pieces that money actually comes to you and noticing it. And that's the first thing. Another thing that I'm doing is watching my language. And now this is something that I do in all aspects of my life, not just related to money, but it's super important to make sure that you're on point with it, especially related to money. So what I mean by this is the way that I speak about anything that has to do with money. So I don't like to use the words expensive, broke, poor, pricey, overpriced, or anything like that. Like, it's too expensive. I don't have enough money. I can't do this because I'm broke. I'm too poor. Words like that. And that doesn't mean that you can't stop saying that these kinds of... I just don't use those words directly. What I do use, like, for example, I was having a conversation with some friends last night about getting Uber or Lyft. And even though I was super close to my house from where we were, it was still $10. And $10 to get not very far for me, that could be a situation where I would say that's too expensive. But instead of saying it's too expensive, I say I don't see the value in that. That's not something that I would like to spend my money on right now. That is not the place that I want to put my money. And this can be definitely a habit to change, and it might take a bit of time, but I'm just working on the way that I speak about money, because if I have a negative energy around money, it's like the whole thought process thing. If I have this negative energy, negative thoughts around money, then that's another way that I can stop it from coming to me or stop myself from being open to receiving it. So, and it, you might have other words that you use that are kind of a similar way to this, like in a similar line, but I encourage you to just be aware of how you speak about money. And I'm not saying that you can't say that you shouldn't say that you can't spend the money on something, but just figure out a different way of wording it that works well for you, that doesn't kind of elicit a negative energy and feeling around the money. Try and speak about it in a positive way, even though you can still be saying no. You can still say no about something without having it be super negative. You can switch it around easily. I learned actually how to do that really well at a past job, so thank you to them. All right, another way is the term that I have for this is conscious proof. So I look to other people who have done similar things to me that my conscious mind and then eventually my subconscious mind can use as proof that what I want to achieve is possible, and that the people that I'm looking to have their money, they can hold on to money, they deserve money, blah, blah, blah. Like all of those things that the negative stuff around money that I subconsciously have, I look to those people as a kind of way to prove to myself that it's possible for me to do that too. Because when I've said this many times, but the reality is no one else is like, I'm not different from these people. You're not different from any of these other people that you look up to. We're all people. We're just making different decisions. So I'm looking to other people that are doing similar things to me, that are in similar situations, that kind of have a similar background, as proof, as conscious proof that I can do it too. And the important thing here is to, you can't, make sure you choose people who are kind of similar to you. Don't choose people who are like super different from you and your story and how you do things, because then your mind won't be able to align with that and you'll come up with excuses about how they're different to you. So that's why it's possible for them and not possible for you. So really try and choose people who are similar to you. Like if there's any people on Instagram, like who are doing the stuff that you want to do, YouTube or whatever, or if you see like people who have written books or whatever, use those as conscious proof that you can do it too. All right, there's actually quite a few things here that I'm doing, so you might need to re-listen to this episode with a notebook. The next one that I have is, I missed one. So, okay, going back to the one that I missed. Visualizations. This one I don't do a whole lot, but I do it sometimes when I feel called to do it. This one I visualize money around me, and the important thing about here is pay attention to where the money is in your space. So the way I do this is I'll be sitting down on my bed or somewhere before or after a meditation, and I just visualize like a pile of money, just a pile of money. My eyes are closed and I'm visualizing this pile of money, and pay attention to where in that space the money is. Is it close to you? Is it far away from you? Is it bright, like the color of the money? Is it dull? Is there kind of a negative energy? Can you feel that around the money? All of these things are kind of important. Well, they are important, because that kind of is going to show you how your subconscious mind relates to money. So if it's far away, obviously you have there might be some issues there. If it's like the color is really dull, if it's dark, those kinds of things are an indication that your subconscious mind has some issues with money. So I just work on visualizing a big pile of money right in front of me. Really bright, right in front of me. I make myself feel good. Like I just bring on good feelings, which you can do. The easiest way to do this, I just like do an affirmation of like, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, something like that. I'm abundant. Just something to bring on really good feelings, or even I'm excited, and just visualize this money in front of you, really close, like right in front of you, really bright. Maybe have some bright white or yellow lights coming out of it, something like that. This is new to me, and this is something that I just kind of did one day. So I didn't get this from anywhere. I don't know if other people do this, if this is a thing, but it's something that I do. So if you ever do it, let me know how that feels for you. The first time you do it, just visualize money and see where it shows up for you, and then work on visualizing it coming closer to you, getting brighter, etc. All right, our next one is something that I call creative imaginings. And this is just using your subconscious mind to build a story. You build a story with your subconscious mind and see the imagery and the feelings that come up with it. So the easiest way to do this is I kind of just sit again in my meditation position, eyes closed, very relaxed, and I imagine myself. And so this is specifically what I did, and a way that I found a kind of block or something for me to, about money. I sat in my bed, closed my eyes, deep breaths, blah, 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 very relaxed. And I just imagined myself successful. I was in my head, I'm like, I am so successful. And then I just imagined myself in my day, going about my day, what I would do, like the normal stuff that I do during the day, every day. And just paid attention to the imagery that my mind brought up there. And something that I noticed was I was walking to catch the train, like get on the subway, TTC as it's called here in Toronto. And I was wearing a really, really fancy, beautiful Zimmermann dress. If you don't know who Zimmermann are, it's like the amazing, amazing designers. I'm pretty sure it's two women. Maybe it's just one. It might actually just be one. From Australia, beautiful dresses. It is like my dream to one, own one of these dresses, but two, have somewhere to wear one. And I was wearing one in the street, high heels on, like black high heels. I was dressed up as I was getting the bus and the subway. And then in my mind, the way that I kind of worked this out was in my mind, I feel like, or I think that when I become successful, or like this super duper successful version of myself, that I am going to have to dress fancy. I'm going to have to dress fancy all the time. I'm going to have to do my hair. I'm going to have to wear high heels as I'm getting the bus. And for me, I like getting dressed up, but I also really like not getting dressed up and just wearing whatever and not being too fancy about it. That's just, I like getting dressed up for a special occasion, sure, but not in my everyday life when I'm catching the bus and getting on the train. Like, I don't want to do that. So I realized that this was a block for me and something that I have to work on to affirm to myself that even when I am this super duper successful version of myself that I am working on becoming and doing all this stuff for now, that I don't have to change who I am. I don't have to all of a sudden wear $1,000 dresses when I'm getting on the subway, like, or and wearing expensive, crazy high heel boots. I don't even own a pair of high heels now. So you can see that how there would be this kind of subconscious block for me to, getting in the way of me taking action that's going to bring money into my life, but like also receiving money, because I have this idea in my head that, oh shit, if I am super successful, I'm going to have to wear high heels and fancy dresses all the time, which is absolutely not true. So this is why creative imaginings are important, because you sometimes can uncover this kind of stuff. So I encourage you to do the same in whatever situation. Like if you're applying for a new job, or if you're like in a relationship, or you want to get into a relationship, you can do this kind of thing for anything, anything that you're manifesting to. Just imagine yourself doing that thing and pay attention to what comes up and what you notice while you're there in that, like visually. if it comes up visually for you. But pay attention to those kinds of things and work through it, because it at first I didn't really realize what it meant when I was in the stress, and then I realized, oh shit, I think that I'm gonna have to wear fancy dresses. So it's not something that's like ping and you get it, but you might have to think about it for a bit. But that is it. And all right, let's move on to the next one. The next thing I do is talk about money openly. So a lot of people feel like money is a taboo subject, hush hush, it's impolite to ask people about money. But if you're constantly scared to talk about money, how are you going to attract money? Why would it want to come to you if you don't even like talking about it, or if you think it's bad to talk about it, right? And this one, I guess is similar to the language one is too, is like, just, you can be open with the way that you talk about it, but make sure that when you are speaking about it, it's not in like a negative tone, and it's not coming from a negative place. Otherwise, it's what you're doing is pointless. Be open to talking about money. Be open. I mean, you don't have to tell people how much money you make if you don't want to, but it's also not a bad thing to do that. It's also not a bad thing for people to know how much money you make. If I understand maybe people who don't make a lot of money maybe don't want to talk about it, or if you do make a lot of money, you might feel like you're bragging if you talk about it, but that's a social conditioning that isn't actually true. So most of these things that we think about money and the negative ways that we think about money are based on social conditioning, and they're not actually true. So I'm working on, and something that you can also do is just work on talking about money openly and not in a braggy sense either, because no one likes that. And that's negativity. That's shit. Like, that's still coming from a negative place. But it's okay to talk about money something that is a big one too is when people buy something and then they downplay how much they spent on it. Like, oh, I bought this dress, but it was 50% off. Or, oh, I bought these shoes, but I got them on a discount. Or anything like that too. Like, it's okay if you spend money on things. If you want to buy things, if you want to pay for things, it's okay to do that. You are allowed to do whatever you want to do with money. So you don't have to feel like you can't talk about it, or that you shouldn't have done it, or anything like that. So this is definitely a huge one for a lot of people, is the way that you talk about money, about like how much you spend, how much you have. This is a huge one. And especially for me too, I used to feel like, because I liked to buy things and I like nice things, and I used to feel guilty for saying how much I spent on items, but I don't anymore. It's not a thing to feel guilty about. Like, why do I need to feel guilty about how much of my own money I spend on something? Like, if someone thinks that's a bad thing, or how much I spent on something, that's on them. They can hold that negativity. I don't need to go along with it. Oh my gosh, so many. But I want to give you all the good stuff. So let's, I'll just get through a couple more. This is getting long. So the next thing I do is I am working on being in a better mindset headspace when I check my bank account. I know so many people, when they check their bank account, it's so daunting and you can kind of feel scared when you do it. But something to do is just really, before you check your bank account, take a few deep breaths, become relaxed, and just open the bank account, check it, and be grateful for whatever amount of money you see in there. Whatever amount of money. If it's not enough, if it's more than enough, if it's great, if it's exactly what you're expecting, be grateful for it. Say thank you. And I do this out loud sometimes if I'm alone. I just say thank you. Thank you for the money that I have in my bank account. Thank you for all the money that I have in my bank account. Thank you for all this money. Thank you for all the money that comes into my bank account. I'm so grateful for all this money that I have. And the thing, what this does is it increases your feelings of abundance. And abundance isn't only related to money. So, and I've talked about this a bit on Instagram too, is abundance isn't only about money. But it's a good thing to increase your feelings of abundance around your finances, because this has a few different effects. It's going to put you in a better place. You're not going to feel so shit all the time. But once you can start feeling like expressing gratitude, becoming more, increasing your feelings of abundance, your reality shifts. Abundance is this kind of crazy thing. It's a mindset, it's a heart set, but it's a reality shifter. It shifts your reality and it like that's the only way I can explain it. It shifts the reality that you live in. So any situation in your life that you can increase your feelings of abundance for and be grateful for what you have right now is going to shift your reality. This is the shifter. That's what it is. So get into a good place mentally, be relaxed when you check your bank account, and then be grateful for whatever amount you see, even if you need to spend it because you have to pay a bill. Whatever amount you see, be grateful for it. It doesn't, like, whatever amount. I know you're like, but I need more of it. Okay, that's fine. I get that. I understand that. But one of the steps to getting more of it is to be grateful for what you already have right now. So I'm done with that one. All right. The next thing which is important is being practical. And this goes back to kind of one of the things that I was saying about earlier in the episode, is knowing what things I am purchasing from a place of abundance and love and feeling good, and what things I'm purchasing from an egoic place out of fear and desperation or to look or feel a certain way. And I know there are times when I have, like I already said, wanted to buy something because I thought that by having that thing, I would feel a certain way. And usually that certain way is feel better. And when it comes down to it, like all of the things that we buy are kind of going to make us feel better. But it does become a problem when you're relying on purchasing items to make yourself feel better. Like you can't make yourself feel better on your own. You have to buy something in order to make yourself feel good. And like YOLO, whatever, sometimes it's nice to go out and take yourself on a little spree. That's not what I'm saying about. I'm saying like spending your entire paycheck on clothes and shit and whatever, not putting any of it into savings, not putting any of it to paying off bills or whatever, because you want to buy all this stuff. That this is like, I guess, the practical thing that I'm doing, that I'm working on, is really considering what things I actually want to purchase. If I'm purchasing that because I actually think it's beautiful and I love it and I feel emotionally connected to it, rather than just being like, oh my God, I'm going to look so good in that. Oh my God, this person's going to think I look so good in that. Or I'm going to look so fancy, or I'm going to look blah, blah, blah. Stop doing that. Well, I mean, you can keep doing it, but I'm stopping doing it. And this, seriously, this one thing got me into so much trouble. It was probably the biggest problem for me, the biggest issue that I had with money, was spending money and buying stuff in order to make myself feel good, because I didn't feel good in myself and with who I was. So I relied on external things and stuff and clothes. Oh my God, the amount of clothes and shoes and shit that I have bought in my life, and most of it's gone because I move a lot overseas and I have to fit shit in 2 suitcases now. So most of, like, I don't even want to know how much I spent on this stuff, but I'm not going to judge myself for it, and I'm not going to feel guilty for it, because it's all part of my journey and has made me who I am. And I encourage you also to, for any of these things, don't judge yourself. Don't make yourself feel bad or tell yourself you're shit because you've done these things. That is not the case. It's all part of our journeys, all of it. If you didn't go through these things, if I didn't go through these things, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And so although I would like to have that money in my bank account instead of down the drain, I am learning the lessons now and sharing it with you. So I am going to leave it there for this episode. If you want to talk to me more about this, please feel free. You can do this. You can send me a DM on Instagram for sure. Another way you can do it is you can go to my website, brookealexander.co, and a pop-up will actually come up on the screen for you to send me a message straight to my Facebook. So you can do that there too. Send me a message. Let me know if there's any ways that you have that you're working on your money mindset that I didn't talk about, or if you do any of these things and they help you, I would love, love, love to know about it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said a million times, I love when I see you guys listening to my episodes and sharing on your Instagram. So feel free to do that and tag me in whatever you want to share, and I'll give you a little shout out on the podcast, show you how much I appreciate you. And that is it. Don't forget to sign up for the Consciously Create waitlist, brookealexander.co/programs. You can sign up there, you'll get some discounts, yada yada, all that fun stuff. And I will chat to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Success Babe Radio. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love it if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. Don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free goodies I've created for you. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I am so grateful to be able to share it with you. Speak soon.